Chapter 1. Now.
I'm still thinking about the exploding bee genitals, Kat said into her phone.
The man sitting opposite her on the tube, who'd been rustling the metro and tutting at every page, looked up at her and frowned.
She resisted the urge to pull a face at him.
Why? Kelly said. Kat could tell her friend was distracted. She shouldn't phone her in the mornings. Kelly had to get herself up and Arnold up and dressed and out of the house for school. But Kat just got so bloody bored on her commute.
Because they make a sound? It's mad enough that they blow their own balls off when they shag, but the explosion is audible to the human ear. The fuck is that?
What a world, Kelly said.
Am I on speaker?
Kat asked, hearing the echo of Kelly's enormous kitchen.
Of course you're on speaker. I'm doing Arnold's lunch.
Kat knew Kelly wouldn't be making the kind of packed lunches she used to get, a jam sandwich and a few chocolate fingers if she was lucky. No, Kelly was probably making something ridiculously creative.
What's he having? Kat asked.
Mediterranean salad jar, Kelly told her. I'm chopping a red pepper.
Will he eat that?
The woman sitting next to Kat crossed her legs, kicking the metro man in the shin. He rustled his paper again.
Of course, Kelly said. He loves it.
Weird kid, Kat said, but she smiled into her phone. Arnold was her godson and the love of her life. Probably.
Tell him I'll bring him a family bag of Skittles next time I come round.
You will not.
Got to go, Kat said. Going underground.
Have a good day, Kelly said. Kat spent the rest of her commute playing two dots on her phone, occasionally forgetting where she was and muttering, "For fuck's sake," aloud. She always planned to use the time to read or draft emails to friends she hadn't been in touch with for too long. But the lure of distraction was too strong. After getting off the train, Kat stood on the tube platform and considered whether she had the time or inclination to go and get coffee. And maybe a pastry. She could go straight to work. She was meant to start.